How about the house that you built in the 30s that you and Aunt Alice were talking about at supper? Can you draw the floor plan of that one, too, and describe the room?
Here's a court, front porch.
I remember that with the big swing on it.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a little screened-in court right back here. That's a screened-in court with a pantry right there. And then this was a kitchen right there. And then that was a bedroom. Right there is a bathroom, and this is a bedroom. And then the dining room right there. And the living room right there. And this was a bedroom.
Mm-hmm. What was this room right here called?
That was the front room. Right?
The front room that sticks out here away from the rest of the
uh-huh.
house. What was that used for?
It was a bed in there.
Company
bed? Yeah, company room.
That's
yeah,
true.
That was a company room.
And the kitchen was back in here?
Back, right in the back.
Mm-hmm.
This was the dining room. That was a bedroom. This was a big bedroom, main bedroom. Then there's two bedrooms over here. A bedroom right there.
Was this hall open all the way, or did it
all,
have doors?
All the way had a door at each end. This door went out on the back porch, and this front on the front porch.
Uh-huh. And so when you tore that house down and rebuilt, you rebuilt
yeah,
on the same side?
There's 45 squares of roof on this old house.
Yeah.
And there's 20 on this one.
So it's not even half as big as the old house?
No. Not quite half as big.
Well, how many brothers and sisters did you have in your family?
Had nine.
Families were a lot bigger back then, weren't they? They needed a big
a lot family. Bigger. I had six brothers and four sisters. Five brothers and brother and four sisters. There were six of us boys. Huh?
You want to tell me something earlier about the history of Chris County. You saying that it was organized the year you were born?
Year before I was born. 1905.
Yeah.
Is
that a book about Chris County?
This right here.
Okay.
You can find lots of stuff in here that you would want.
Okay.
See the cotton?
Oh, yeah. And Cordell's most famous for it, the watermelon time.
Now it is. Used to be cotton. Cordell is the watermelon capital of the world.
I guess so. You were telling me how many million pounds of watermelon were loaded in.
Well, all last week, running 5 or 6 million pounds a day.
Good.
Through there.
Good. Now you live in town. You like the conveniences of living in town?
Yeah.
You miss the farm?
Well, in a way, I don't. I don't know as I do much. Unless I was younger and more able to do what it is to do.
You used to work awful hard. Well, you work hard now.
Well, I reckon so.
You stay busy, that's sure.